بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم Speaking about Roza, that Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that there are three levels of fasting. The first is the level of the awam. The second is the level of the khawas. And the third is the level of the akhassul khawas. The first level, the level of the general people, the layman, is that when the month of Ramadan comes, then they fast and they refrain from the things that they are supposed to refrain from. That most people in the world will find that this is how they pass the Ramadan. They refrain from the prohibited things. And we all know what are the prohibited things during fast. One is eating, drinking, and taking some sexual benefit from one's wife. So, or things relating to lust. So this is the normal condition of the layman or most of the people. So this is the roza of the awam. Then the second level is the roza of the khawas. Those who are more pious, is that during roza they ensure that they do not commit anything that goes against the spirit of roza. So one is the things that they have to refrain from, that they refrain from it. But they are particular also that their gaze should be protected. They are very particular that their tongue should be protected. They are very particular that their aza and their limbs are protected. So you won't find them quarreling, you won't find them arguing, entering into a fight, or falling into doubtful areas. So this is now one level higher than the level of the awam, the general public. So alhamdulillah, this is even more rewarding. And the person who he reaches this position, then he acquires the maximum benefit from the roza. But he is not only refraining from prohibited things, even things of doubtful nature also he is refraining from. But then you get one level that even higher than that. And that is akhassul khawas, the elite, the most special servants of Allah Ta'ala, that this is the highest level that they aim to reach. Now what is this? This is that keeping the heart in check all the time. So one is that you refraining from the prohibited things of roza in order for a person to be called a sa'im, person who is a fasting person, he has to refrain. Then all doubtful areas also a person refrains in terms of his body limbs. But then the third level is that he is keeping his heart in check as though that heart has to also be connected with Allah all the time. That heart also is in roza. What this means, it means that as though besides the thought of Allah, they don't allow their heart to go into any other avenue. Even permissible avenues also, as though during the roza now, they're not going to think too much, hey, you know, this burger was very, very tasty, you know, then I, you know, after I open my fast, you know, I'll go there, we'll have a braai, we'll do this. So this might be permissible things. But they try their level best to keep that heart all the time in the remembrance of Allah, in the love of Allah, as though that heart now must only be thinking of Allah Ta'ala, like how the roza is for Allah, and the limbs also are kept away from the permissible things, and that heart also should be kept away from anything besides Allah. So here we understand in our deen, Allah Pak has blessed us with such a deen, that the road of progress is open. And a person can progress and progress. You see, many people, maybe in the month of Ramadan, we all are competing, not to show off, but to please Allah. So one person maybe 10 khatams he'll make, another person 20 khatams, another person 30 khatams. But you can't say that the person who he did 30 khatams, that his reward is more than the person who did 20 khatams. You can't say that. Why? Because Allah Rabbul Izzat, besides the scale and the measure of amount, There's another scale and there's another measure that Allah Pak takes into consideration. And that is the measure of ikhlas. A person maybe even he did 10 khatams. Another person maybe he did 30 khatams. But if this person's ikhlas is more than that person, then Allah Rabbul Izzat can give him even more reward. So there's no point where a person can say that, Alhamdulillah, I'm the highest. That is why if a Nabi only performs 2 rakat salah, and a ghair Nabi, a person who's not a Nabi, he did 1,000,000 rakats. The 2 rakats of the Nabi will outweigh the 1,000,000 rakats of the ghair Nabi. What was it? It was the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It was that ikhlas and sincerity. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has different measures. At no point can a person feel complacent that, no, Alhamdulillah, I got enough. Is it the dose of progress, the dose of continuity, the dose of reaching Allah tabarak wa ta'ala open a person? Sky is not the limit, even more than that also. But Allah Pak wants to see the level of love and the level of loyalty in the servant. This is what Allah wants to see. Is that we go on and on trying, making that effort, and we don't come to any point and feel that, no, Alhamdulillah, I did enough. No, I can never do that. A true sign of love is a person will do everything for the beloved, and he'll think it's nothing. I didn't do enough. That is. One day, Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, his daughter, she expressed before her respected beloved father, who's the great Mufti Azam of Pakistan. So his daughter told him, oh my beloved father, I how nice if I go for Hajj. I desire to go for Hajj. So Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi told his daughter, see, you're not true in your statement. You say you got the desire, you got the shock to go for Hajj, but so she said, no, really, I'm sincere in what I'm saying. I got that deep desire to go for Hajj. Allah Pak can take me. So Mazhab Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahmatullah explained to his daughter, he said, you see, if you're sincere, if you're truly sincere in what you're saying, then you'll at least start off by doing something. You'll start off by saving. But she wasn't earning. She didn't have a lot of wealth. Pakistan conditioned at that time, you know, the country just was being developed. They moved from India, came this side. It was trying times, difficult times. But he told her that, see, if you're true in your claim of love to Allah, you want to go to Baytullah, go for Hajj, you'll do something. Whatever you'll do, the lover, he'll try his best. You'll start collecting. So she didn't see anything. So she started collecting. Her father didn't know about it. And then she had fallen ill, and she passed away. So as after the burial, and going through her, whatever stuff she had, because now they had to distribute, wind the estate, whatever little things, and distribute it. So Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he found a small little packet, and it's written money for Hajj. It wasn't a lot, very little, maybe about 60 or 80 rupees, that's all. But this brought tears to the eyes of her father. He said, yeah, I told my daughter this. He took it serious. It means that really she had that desire in her heart to please Allah. So as the Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he made intizam for someone to go and carry out the Hajj Badal for his daughter. Someone go do the Hajj for her. And the Hajj was carried out also, the reward should go to her. When Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh went for Hajj, he was in Arafah, and he just rested a little while, his eyes closed, and in the dream, he sees this daughter of his. And there's a mountain in that mountain. Allah Pak showed him that that reward reached her. So what Allah Pak wants to see from us is that talab, that desire to please Allah, that longing, that yearning. Do you really love Allah? So if you really love Allah, you won't make an advertisement, you won't make a publicity, you don't have to show anybody, but you'll show Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned this month of Ramadan is that special month where Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, His mercies descend. Allah's mercies descend. Allah Pak accepts the du'as of the fasting people. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions to all His angels that, look at my servants, how much they're doing to please me. That you all be, I make you all witness that I have forgiven them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions in the Mubarak Hadith And show Allah, go out of your way to show Allah your loyalty to Him, your love to Him. Show Allah. For indeed the most unfortunate person is that person who is deprived of the blessings and the mercies of Allah in this month. There is one hadith, Nabi alayhi salam mentioned the one who passes away in Ramadan, and he is immediately is declared by Allah as a Jannati. Immediately he goes to Jannat. Allahu Akbar. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Zakirullah fi Ramadan, maghfurun lahu. The one who remembers Allah in the month of Ramadan is forgiven. Maghfurun lahu. Wasailullah la yakhib. And the one who raises his hands to make dua, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala won't reject his dua. Allah will accept his dua. So Allah Pak wants to see who are the true lovers, you know. And that this month must be the terminating point in our lives of leading a life of sin. Here we must come to an end, you know. Terminating point. As though this month must be that month that will change our entire lives, you know. And a whole new dimension of life should commence. A whole new leaf of life we should now commence. A new leaf. That way we come on ta'at, we come on the obedience and the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And we don't know if a person is true, sincere, Allah ta'ala can make the decision of forgiveness and qabul it. And inshallah, who knows, maybe Allah Pak will accept us and our progenies and make us the zariah of hidayat for the rest of humanity till the day of qiyamah. Allah give all of tawfiq.